From the CNN Center in Atlanta, I'm Nicole Lappin. Here's your Now in the News update. President Obama is set to unveil his $50 billion program targeting the housing crisis today. Sources say the government will cut monthly mortgage payments, allow more borrowers to refinance their loans, and give bankruptcy judges greater power to modify mortgages. According to RealtyTrack.com, the state with the highest foreclosure rate is Nevada, where one out of every 76 housing units is now in foreclosure. California and Arizona are second and third, respectively. CNN.com will, of course, carry President Obama's remarks as soon as they happen. They're expected to occur around 12:15 p.m. Eastern Time. And U.S. automakers are now asking for more federal bailout money. GM says it's now going to need a total of $30 billion in bailout money in the worst-case scenario. It has already received $13.4 billion and was set to receive another promised $4 billion. As for Chrysler, it is seeking another $5 billion in government loans on top of the $4 billion it has already received. Meanwhile, out west, California is still trying to get its budget passed. Lawmakers are still trying to figure out how to close this $42 billion budget gap. State leaders are now warning of a fiscal disaster if lawmakers can't reach an agreement. Also, a budget deal in Kansas may clear the way for state workers to get paid this week. Governor Kathleen Sebelius signed the bill, calling for new cuts in the new budget. More problems, meanwhile, for embattled Senator Roland Burris. The Chicago Tribune is now calling for his resignation. This is after Burris changed his story, saying that he did, in fact, have several conversations with Ron Blagojevich's brother about possibly raising money for the now former Illinois governor. Burris maintains he did nothing wrong. Well, Facebook does an about-face under some pressure from tens of thousands of its users. The website is now going back to its old policy on who owns the stuff you post. Facebook has changed its policy to say that it may keep copies of your stuff even if you close your account, but now it says the site couldn't actually claim the rights to your content. And those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source online, on TV, or on your cell phone.